Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the Valentine's Day edition. You're listening on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster's award-winning radio station, thanks to us.
Thanks to us, that's for sure.
And podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter DeRaglia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I'm Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And Chris, I don't know where to start. We have such a jam-packed...
This is jam-packed this week. You know, as our listeners know, this is the famous Valentine's Day special edition of... Comic Culture, where we have all kinds of people writing into us about their different poems about comic books and love and just all that great stuff in general.
Not only that, Chris, I'm just so honored that we have special guests to come into the studio today with us to share in the celebration of love. I'd like to, of course, first and foremost, welcome the illustrious, the great, the legendary producer that is Shecky Feltsin.
Shecky Feltsin is in the house.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you back, Shecky.
You know what? Not so much. It's Valentine's Day, and here we are a bunch of chumps alone.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not true. We have each other.
It will be tonight with Haagen-Dazs. It'll be me and Hagen.
Well, perhaps you can invite a couple of our illustrious guests over back to your pad with you. We're so honored. We're so honored to have in the studio with us today, sir. I think he's a sir. Is he a sir?
Sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, let's say he was sir. Yeah. Sir Sean Connery is here. Mr. Connery.
I was told there'd be a free beverage.
Well, I'm sure there will
we'll
be.
We'll get right to that.
Pops. Yeah. We have, who else do we have, Chris, on the
line? Oh, well, we've got Chewbacca is here
Chewbacca's
today.
Chewbacca's here.
Oh, that's great.
He barely fit through
the
door.
We had to lower the door. Yeah, I know, it's okay.
That's okay. We're going to cut that a hole up for you.
We'll get you
and,
a drink, too.
One of my favorites, I'm so happy he's here, too, is Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog is here.
Well, hello there. It's a pleasure to be here this evening.
We're happy to have you, Mr. Kermit. Is it Mr. Kermit?
Mr. Frog.
Mr. Frog.
Mr. Frog, yeah.
Right,
and we do have Dr. Nick Riviera.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
He just walked in the door. Hold on, let me get that door for him. Hold on here. And Mr. Christopher Walken just walked in.
Christopher Walken's here.
Yes, guys, it's great to be here. I love the lights. The lights are very bright.
It is dim in here, Mr. Chris.
It is a little dim, yeah.
Well, listen,
it's very dim.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a little nervous with all the star power the studio. But, Chris, we're going to... plow through and continue on like we always do, but just with the theme of love this week.
It's the theme of love. You know, we just got to get through it. You know, it's accept it. Don't get through it.
You can't fight it. It's bigger than the both of us. All right. Listen, we're going to start the show like we always do with suggesting to the listeners some of the comics that they should walk into the local comic
shop. You know what? This show is about love, but it's first and foremost about comics.
We've
got to talk about comics.
And about supporting your local comic book shop.
150%.
And Mr. Feltsin has garnered us a sponsor for this.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm back at the regular old thing that I do, getting paid zero for doing a job. So, new this week, brought to us by Poison Ivy's Widowmaker Perfume. When he doesn't spring for roses, leave him pushing up daisies.
Oh, very true, very true. You know what?
Very nice.
So, listen, I got to talk about my favorite book out right now, and this is, of course, Avengers, the series No Surrender. It's just Avengers number 680 out today, but it's No Surrender by Mark Waid, Jim Zub, and Al Ewing. And I just love this book. It's just, it has a Secret Wars feel to it. It's just a fantastic book. Great artwork in it. You know, if you haven't had a chance to pick it up, it is a monthly book. Sorry, it is a weekly book.
Right.
And if you do get a chance, you really should pick it up. It's up to issue 6 now, so it's not that far off. I'm sure any local comic book store worth their weight is going to have the previous 5 issues. So I'm sure you'll be able to find it easy.
All right, hey, Avengers No Surrender number 6 is available at your local comic book shop. But my advice to them would be to surrender to love.
Surrender to love.
All right.
Might as well keep on talking about Marvel books here. So, you know, now with the advent of Disney, you know, having all this, bringing back Star Wars to the Marvel Universe, which happened, of course, a little while ago, you know, we've got, there's an old series of novels by, I think his name was, Timothy Zahn, who wrote a bunch of Star Wars novels about this character, Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Hold on.
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Thrawn.
T-H-R-A-W-N.
Okay.
So Grand Admiral Thrawn wrote three books, I believe they were. And basically, this is sort of the beginnings of Grand Admiral Thrawn. And this is all about Thrawn and how he becomes to power and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, yeah, it's an interesting look at the Star Wars universe. Of course, this is part of this expanded universe. It has nothing to do with the movies or anything like that right now.
Right now. Hold on. Star Wars Thrawn.
Thrawn.
Number one. Is at your local comic book shop today. Mr. Connery, are you a Star Wars fan?
Is that the one with the droids?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it
with
is.
The what?
The droids.
Oh, you're
not very good at understanding Scottish.
No, I'm not.
I absolutely hated it. I wasn't in it.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Good for him.
That's true.
Hey, listen, that's available at your local comic book shop today.
All right, next up, we've got Dark Knights Rising, The Wild Hunt. Wild Hunt.
Rising.
That reminds me of a glass I met.
No. Wild Hunt. Hunt.
Well, yes. You did have to hunt it to bed.
Oh, I see. I suppose, yes. Anyways.
I'm so glad he's here.
Yeah, me too. So this book takes an interesting turn for the DC Universe. Well, do you like the Detective Chimp?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, you know what? If you liked Detective Chimp, you would love this book, because okay. Detective Chimp is in this latest Dark Knight Rising. So, you know what? If you like chimps, go ahead and check it out.
Right on. I should have. Maybe the most interesting man in the world could have been here. I don't know what that is. Dark Knight Rising, Wild Hunt. Number one is available at your local comic book shop.
Okay, so let's bring it back a notch here. We're going to talk
Kick it back a notch.
Kick it back a notch. IDW is producing.
They're doing fine work.
They're doing a lot of really good work. But you know, a lot of their series titles are based on properties and licenses that already existed beforehand. And my next one is no different. It's Goosebumps. So of course there was a Goosebumps movie recently. And Goosebumps is a number of books out there right now. So Goosebumps, they basically now have it's kind of like a horror series for kids, right? So it's meant to be scary kind of kids and like, you know, evil ventriloquists and evil monsters and stuff like that, but all designed for kids.
Evil ventriloquists.
Yeah, that's right.
I hate those guys.
I know, right?
Hey, Goosebumps number three. Is at your local comic book shop today.
And finally, for those of you who are, perhaps, maybe...
Smitten with love.
Uh-huh. And you like looking at girls in bikinis.
Who doesn't?
Well, you know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe
I can think of a few guys, actually.
Well, some people don't. Uh-huh. So, you know what? Basement Studios has produced Cavewoman Pool Party.
Nice. Nice.
And, I don't really know what... it's basically, if you think about the title and what you might get at a cavewoman pool party, that's what you're going to get. So
wonderful.
It's a bunch of
bodacious... There was a lot more personal grooming back then than I thought.
there's
Mr. Connery's right on point there. Listen,
It's basically, it's...
You know what this is, Chris?
What's that?
This is a good-looking book.
It's a good-looking book.
They look like they're a slip and slide.
It looks like a lot of the girls have been kicked in the lower back, if you know what I mean.
Wonderful book. Listen, I highly recommend, as is Mr. Connery, you head into your local comic book shop and check out Cavewoman Pool Party. Now,
yes.
Chris, you've just, gave us an example of a couple here.
Yes.
But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of more New This Week comics at your local comic book shop. So we encourage everybody to run on in and check things out.
Especially Cavewoman Pool Party.
Mm.
All right. Listen, we're going to have a quick musical interlude, and then we're going to come back and talk about love. Let's talk about love, baby. But first up, who else talk about love but John Paul Young?
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the tree.
Beautiful, Chris, beautiful. Sets the mood perfectly for...
Well, you know, we do our best here.
You know what? We usually segue into industry news, Chris, but we're... I don't know how else to say this, but we're segueing into love right now.
Ah, into love.
Knee-deep.
Into love. Knee-deep in love.
And Shecky Feldstein, as always, has a sponsor.
Absolutely. This section of industry news brought to us by the Wild Hunt Adult Shop, where all kinds of hunts can be purchased for the right price. Wild Hunt assumes no risks or liabilities on bodily harm or emotional distress.
Oh, that's good. You know what? That's but they're very wise to have that little caveat.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Mm-hmm. Caveat. Yeah. All right, guys. So, listen. This is a little bit of a free-for-all part of the show. This is our annual... hold on.
Kermit's making a run for it. Apparently Miss Piggy went off for a little ride, so...
Nice. This is...
Right, it's okay, Chewy. It's okay.
You hit Chewy's funny bone there. Hey, so this is the part of the annual poem off part of the show where we read poems. Now, I'm gonna suggest and God bless her, Miss Sitara.
So you know what? Right? So we had a
she's the only brave soul that left a poem. We got a few emails.
We got a few emails, but one actually
she posted it on Comic
Book Daily. Posted on comicbookdaily.com. God bless her. And this is by Ms. Zatara.
Right. So we're gonna lead off with her Valentine's Day ode poem.
That's right. So let's have a quick read here. So here we go. This is Ms. Zatara's Valentine's Day poem. I am a lady magician with a Cheshire cat grin, but under your spell my face turns to stone. Like Cairo's great sphinx, can you solve this riddle? My name is a lucky number. It's three syllables. I hope you don't think I do this and hope to create something more billable. To be perceived as sleazy would make me queasy, but then I understand it can't be easy. I've done magic in Vegas, but my heart is as brick and mortar as the temple of Corfu. As the temple built in Khufu. I'm telling the truth. Who am I?
Oh, that is good.
Yeah,
That's Miss Zatanna.
Yeah, that would be Zatanna herself.
Wow, Zatanna
herself.
That is fantastic, Miss Zatara. Thank you so much for that beautifully well written. Passionate poem.
Yes, passionate.
All right, so our poem off continues. I think we should go maybe to our most distinguished and honored guest, Mr. Connery.
Mr. Connery, yes.
To start
Mr.
reading Connery. Off Can, one of his poems.
I think that's a good idea,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a few here. So, I once knew a woman from London. Something, something, something. Your mother...
Mr.
Thing.
Okay,
thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Connery. Okay, maybe whose idea was it?
I don't know. We got to get him another soda pop.
All right.
Listen. Let's. All right. Hey, do you want to read one of your poems?
Okay, I can read one of my. I got an email from a good friend of mine. He asked
email.
Me. Yeah, he begged me not to
mention his name.
Mention his name.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
So John Bitterman.
No, my buddy Dave. He told me. Hey.
Oh, okay.
Don't mention my name.
Okay.
That's right.
So. Yeah. So his poem is called Tony's Lament.
Tony's Lament. Mm. All right, let's hear it.
Tony's Lament. I'll grab just a pinch, is what I told myself, but I went too far. By the time I came to my senses, I was deep into the jar. Now I lay soft and beaten inside her steaming pot. I have to lay off the pepper, especially when she's hot.
Oh, pepper. Yeah, nice. Yeah. That's good.
Well, I didn't know Dave had it in him there.
Nice. He's a little poet there, eh? Yeah, that's good.
Good for him. So that was from my buddy Dave up north. It's a beautiful poem to Tony. Yeah.
Very
so I don't know. So that's our first poem, our second poem, our third poem.
You know what? Third poem, yeah. You know what? I got an email as well.
Okay, good.
I got an email.
Are you saving yours for last, Chris? Because your poem is the absolute best.
Well, I'm not, it doesn't have to be last. But
Shecky Feldstein deserves the last poem.
I agree.
Because his poems are epic.
epic. That's yeah, right. That's called
the break. He had announced break when you guys sleep.
He had to bring in a wheelbarrow just to kind of bring the poem in.
Yeah.
All right, so we got an email.
I got an email, yeah. Uh-huh. This particular person didn't want to say who he was.
Uh-huh. His name John?
No. But here it is. It's, I am Groot. And there you go.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know who sent it in.
That was truly touching.
Yeah, I thought so, right? I thought so, yeah. That's
wonderful.
Yeah, I have no idea who sent that in.
Oh, that got a little nasty for me.
Well, you know, it's a little offside.
A little
risque, but that's okay.
Okay.
A little risque.
I don't know if we could say that.
Hold on here, hold on.
Yeah.
He deserves one. That's good, guys. That's good. I like that. All right, let's get these moving along. Do we have, I think Kermit the Frog deserves a goal.
Yeah, Kermit has a goal. Kermit. Yeah.
Roses are red, frogs' legs are green. Spread them wide open.
Oh, okay, Mr. Frog. Did we tell these guys that it was a family show?
For a green frog, it's getting pretty blue in here.
I think the Hollywood scene, the lines are muddled a little bit there.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm sick of playing to the little kid crowd.
Yeah, I know.
That's
know,
Miss Piggy's influence, I'm sure.
Mm.
All right.
Well, they've all got hands up things, so, you know.
All right, Chris, I got to read. I want to read mine.
Your own?
Yeah, my
okay,
own.
Okay, go
Hold
ahead.
Hold on. Do we have any more? We have. Well, I only have my own left here.
I've got my own left. I've got one more call-in one.
Why don't you read the call-in ones first?
Okay.
Okay.
It says it's only one line. It's only one line.
All right.
Or two lines. This poem is lame. I don't know how to end this. Who am I? Brian Michael Bendis? So apparently, I think there's a pot shot to Brian Michael Bendis there. He didn't really like the, you know, fact that he doesn't know how to end the story.
It kind of went off the tangent of love.
Well,
unless
you know,
he's in love with Brian Michael Bendis, which I guess we'll let go.
Yeah, I have to say this. I don't write him. I just, you know.
All right.
But anyways, let's have. Do you want to have your poem or my poem?
Well, I think Mr. Connery's waving at us.
Oh, another one.
He's
from
got
Connery.
He's got another one. So Mr. Connery, there you go.
There once was at last. From Nantucket, whose body would shape.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. No, we really.
He's a sassy one, isn't he?
Oh, wait, swinging. Hold on, wait. Isn't when do we? Chewbacca said he had one too.
Oh, it's hold on. Chewbacca went to the bathroom. Hold on, oh, there he is. He's back.
Oh, hey, getting a little blue there. Hold on.
Oh,
a second.
My goodness,
okay.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, all right.
Wow, I didn't know Chewbacca was that.
He's, you know, he's
hard up.
Well, you know, hanging around Han Solo for, you know, how many years, right?
I think he wanted Princess Leia all that time.
I think so. Okay, enough
Mr.
out of you.
Chewbacca. All right, is it Mr. Chu or Mr. Baca?
I gotta say Mr. Baca.
Mr. Baca. All
right. I think he just told you something, but anyways.
All right,
You do yours.
All right, I'll do
mine.
My poem.
Yeah.
We got a lot of poems. I've noticed this year that we have a lot of poems.
A lot of poems. Yeah.
There's a lot of love poems. You know, I don't know. Maybe we should just every now and then just do a little break, like what I'm doing right now, wasting time.
Yeah.
And before I go into my love poem, so this one's called "Gamer's Love."
Gamer's Love.
Because, you know, gaming is such a big thing
it's
in
true,
pop culture.
It's true,
right
very
now.
True, yeah.
And this was like a lament, I guess, an ode to gamers' love.
Oh, nice. Okay,
right?
Let's hear it.
Well, actually, honestly, it was this girl I really liked, the gamers really liked, too.
Oh, okay.
So I was in a bit of a quagmire.
A quagmire, okay.
All right. So
quandary.
Yeah. My excuse me, I'm clumped a little bit.
Me.
I need a little club soda. Hold
okay,
on.
Well, help yourself out there.
Stay away from the liquor cart.
All right. Gamers love. You've dated many gamers, but none were good fits. It was always the same. Hi, I want to play with your PS4. These gamers figured you were a pretty good catch. Always sniffing around. Trying to get into your Doritos. Don't let these gamers fool you. Their access, I'd block. Especially the ones waiting for you to stroke their oversized egos. Come see about me. I've never held a joystick. Though I'm sure you have, while pretending it was a big, hard, crispy apple. So forget those gamers. They'll always make you sob. All I need is a sweet handshake and a sweeter kiss.
Aww.
That was my game.
That's very good. It's very good. It's very good.
Thank you.
It's good. Yeah. That's good. So I have a poem because we have to have Shecky's poem is going to be last.
Shecky's poem.
I didn't know there's going to be enough time. Yeah.
No,
so
it's
much
okay.
Poetry.
I got lots
there's
of time.
A lot of poetry here. There's a lot of poetry. Is there a poetry website that we can
probably?
Is that where we got all these from? Or I mean, oh wait, sorry.
So my poem here is it's not. I don't want to say it's the seedier side of love, but you know it's.
Is there
it's
a
coming straight from,
side
well,
of love, Chris?
It's coming straight from your heart.
No. It's just I'll say an unfortunate side of love. Sometimes
a tragic side of love.
Well, tragic or you know. Well, you know what? I'll let you be the judge.
Right. I'll be the judge.
Be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Spidey, with your web so sticky, keeping our secret will be tricky. Who knew about your cheating days? A departure from your usual ways. But I know you well, I've seen your trash, discarded hotel bills you tried to stash.
Ooh.
To avoid me, you'll have to hurry, not just because I'm a little furry.
Oof.
I'll be sure to profit from this and soon, and I bet you thought I was just a raccoon.
I like it.
Yeah, I think one of the Guardians of the Galaxy got in there with Groot, you know.
I get the whole. You know, you've painted a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
It's a disturbing but beautiful picture.
Yeah. Right.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Now, does that leave Mr. Feldstein's poem?
I think that's it for Mr. Yeah. Okay.
This Chris. Every year. I gotta admit, we've done this for about 4 years now.
At least.
Every year, it's the culmination of, I don't know, a lot of things, but this is kind of the most anticipated, most awaited moment.
It is.
Our calendar year.
Absolutely.
Is the reading of Shecky Feldstein's poem. I don't want to put too much pressure on
No, I'm going to get settled away here.
I hardly slept last night.
Me too. I barely slept.
You know what? This one is one of my more minimalist.
Minimalist.
Pieces of literature.
Pieces of what?
Literature.
Literature, right.
Sorry.
All right. Well, why don't you fill us in?
Sometimes to say the best or the worst things. It's short is sweet.
It's true.
The poem already.
Let me begin.
Was that Mr. Walken that said that? I'm not sure.
I don't know, but Sean's breath smells like a distillery already, so. All right, so, a confession. Oh, Batgirl, it is I, Bruce Wayne. And I must now confess with great pain. Our connection is strong. I cannot deny. You must know it, too. Like the all-seeing eye. I marvel at how you soar through the air. Oh, your suit highlights your dairy, hair. A stealthy cat trained with martial art. More than a match for my beating heart.
Aww.
You remind me of Robin with outgoing charm. Like how he has my back, no cause for alarm. Or how he always picks me up when I fall down. And we laugh it off. A couple class clowns. Your grace and poise matches Robin's too. Always when hurt, I'd kiss his boo-boo. I guess what I'm trying to say, to no avail, is move on, sister, I'm Robin's man now.
love it. Feldstein, you did not disappoint.
Yeah, it's good.
Listen, everybody, that was our poem off for this year. We hope you enjoyed it. We look forward to your comments on comicbookdaily.com. Please head down to the comments field and just let us know the trife that we read to you, and just let us have it.
All right, listen.
Let's go. We need a cleansing.
Well, you know, I've got a real true Valentine's Day song here. But perhaps for the jilted boyfriend, you might want to say, or the never ran. Here you go. This one's by a little bit of White Zombie, Rob Zombie. So that was, of course, the Rob Zombie Meet the Creeper.
Nice.
Perfect Chris, Valentine's Day song.
If that don't set you in the mood,
right?
You're dead.
I'm not so sure how that, what that means, but sure, go ahead.
All right, listen, our part duh.
Part
of industry news is, I think we have Mr. Feldstein. He's lined up so many sponsors.
I know, right?
For this show. So it's true. Like there was a backlog of sponsors for this show.
Everybody loves this show, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so industry news, part duh, sponsor brought to us by Sean Connery's Fizzy Drink Number 9. When you need some help with the evening, Fizzy Number 9 will keep things loose.
Oh, that's nice. Good. Sean, how do you like that Fizzy Number 9?
It's not the worst thing I've ever put in my body.
Nice.
It's good.
All right. Hey, listen, we're continuing on with the Valentine's Day theme of the show. And listen, Valentine's Day is a busy day, even, Chris, in the superhero community. You know, superheroes have relationships, and superheroes
they do, it's true, yeah.
fall in love, yeah. and they get jilted and all that kind of stuff. And I got an email from my contact in Hollywood. Which has to be
really? You have contact in Hollywood? Yeah.
And he goes, you know what? There's so much subliminal.
Really?
In our old classic cartoons and shows and comics watched, there's a lot of lines delivered that on first thought, you know, were just lines delivered.
Really? Like what?
But actually, they were actually romantic come-ons.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So, do you have any...
he sent me a list of them, okay. thankfully.
Oh, nice.
I have no bit right now. Okay.
Yeah, come on now, Chris.
So these are basically, so hear me out here. These are subliminal come on lines or pickup lines or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
That
yeah.
we missed.
We may have missed.
When we were kids.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So
yeah.
Here's one from Yosemite Sam. Okay. I like you, Rabbit. I like you so much, I'm going to make you my partner.
Oh, you see, I never caught that.
I know
yeah.
you said the first one. I had no idea what the heck you were going to start talking about.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah. Now I get an idea.
Yeah, you see what I'm going? So there's been a few more like that. What else do I have here? What else did he send me? Did you know, for example, I didn't get this one. Was way over my head.
What's that?
When Fred Flintstone said, "Well, you see, that was
it?
That was caveman foreplay.
Oh, that's true.
But you couldn't catch that,
right?
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Tim Allen could probably tell us that, you know?
Now, for example, a Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
This one I never caught. But now that we're talking about love and romance and everything, and Shecky's poem.
Yeah.
Shecky's poem especially.
Completely cute.
Okay?
Wait, what?
Batman.
Yep.
Quick, Robin. To the Batcave.
What do you think,
guys? You know what I mean now?
Yeah, that's true.
See how things are starting to...
Very subliminal. Yes,
yeah.
It's very scary.
It's very dark and scary in the Batcave.
Frederick Wortham, yes.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Boy, that one didn't go over that well. well, Cinderella. Cinderella, I mean, in that crossover with Pinocchio that we all know.
Oh, yes.
Said, Pinocchio... Lie to me. Tell me the truth. 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 I didn't catch that at the beginning.
No, you didn't. Oh, boy.
And one more. Yeah. Oh, I see you guys are. Can't wait. The umbrella hook coming out on this bit. Fred.
Yeah.
Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Fred.
Hey. Shag, Scoob, you guys check the attic. Me and the girls are going to head downstairs.
Oh. Right.
Okay. Boy, right, I like there it. You go. I like it. So, luckily, that was the last one.
But, Do we need a musical interlude after that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a great segue into talking about...
we need to talk about comics.
Well, we need to talk about comic books. We need to talk about... This show is the... what's it called, the show?
Comic Culture?
No, the theme.
Valentine's Day.
Thank
yeah,
you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Mm. Valentine's Day show. And Chris, you and I talk every now and then about comic book collecting.
We do.
And you and I are both kind of collectors of romance comics.
Well, in a way, yeah.
What do you mean kind of? Don't you have the largest collection known to man?
Well, I do have
Walt
the largest
does, yeah. Walt does.
Collection.
Collection. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a much smaller
collection.
Yeah,
known
collection
man.
Known to man. Yeah.
I wish
mine was nearly as big as Walt's, but sadly it's not.
Basic comparison.
Yeah,
really.
I know.
Keep working on it, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's funny over the last, I'd say, few years?
Yeah.
Romance comics.
They're making a comeback.
And the values of them have shot up so much.
Yeah.
Especially, it's really a cover-driven collecting community right now.
There's a lot of, like, phallic and a lot of, like, very, like... It's insinuated.
Exactly.
Well, but okay, so we're not okay. Just to get something straight here,
there's many strains. There's many strains.
Right.
Within this collecting.
I don't. We're not talking about the crime ones.
No.
That are like bondage covers.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
We're
talking about
pure love.
Right. Pure love, romance, or a little sexuality to a degree.
Right. Like the ones where there's like the girl with the guy. And they're all lovey-dovey, but then there's the other jaded girl crying, and she's saying something off to the side.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of the hottest comics on the market right now. This is how crazy this whole thing is.
Okay,
Bring me in the elevator.
There's a couple we will talk about. There's Archie Comics number 50.
Yes.
That 5 years ago, you could honestly buy for $50.
Yeah, and now it's like 1,000.
Now it's like 1,000.
Yeah.
And what's on the cover, Chris?
It's Betty.
On the cover.
But she's sort of...
Perky would be the word.
Perky.
Yeah.
Wearing a, what like could be like a cashmere-type sweater.
Tight cashmere sweater.
And she's on the phone talking to Archie.
Uh-huh.
Archie Kins.
Uh-huh.
And she's just looking all hot
perky.
And bothered and
yeah.
perky. For Archie.
And it's amazing what the comic collecting community has done with that book.
Yeah,
right?
It's a
and
hot
it's,
book.
It's sexualized the book.
Yeah.
It's made it something, you know, probably that it wasn't intended to be.
Totally.
Even though it may have been. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Another book I'll give you guys, oh my goodness, I forget the name of it. It's called Teenage
Romance?
Romance number 9.
Yeah, yeah.
It's by one of the most famous cover artists of all of romance. No, not one of the most. The most famous cover artist of all time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Matt Baker.
For sure.
And Matt Baker, any Matt Baker cover right now from the Golden Age is worth like A, 10 times more than what it was 5 years ago.
Yep.
And B, 20 times more than the other thing.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
And the great part about this is this book, it's on the beach, and it has... a guy in the background with a girl, and they're fraternizing, flirting, and there's two girls in the foreground, and they're gossiping about the situation.
Right.
And they're, you know, oh, that hussy type of thing. But the line, it's only a line, but the line that everybody loves is, oh, that Carol, she'll do anything to hold dick. And it's like...
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God! Now we've taken something
that poor Richard
there, just he's getting hit on by all the ladies.
Yeah.
Where can I find Carol? Where is she?
But the thing is the comic collecting community. I don't know if we're just as a group so hard up.
Well,
that we've made this comic one of the most iconic comics to own.
Yeah,
I'm making numbers up, but I'm sure they're close. But you know, 10 years ago, that comic may have been worth $100 in certain shape.
Yeah,
that book is easily worth $1,500 in the same shape today.
Easily, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
If you can find it,
you can't find it. It's nowhere available. So the romance genre, was a nothing genre, what, maybe even 10 years ago?
Oh, easily 10 years ago. Yeah. Even 5 years ago, Whittley really wasn't much of anything. I mean, uh-huh. It started to come around 5 years ago, but now it's... But you know what it is? People... Yeah, superhero comics are getting harder and harder to buy because they're getting so expensive. So collectors are looking for alternate things to collect because mm-hmm. they still have that burning desire to collect something. So it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to... I can't afford a Spidey, you know, 3 anymore. So maybe I can afford that, you know, that you know, Teenage Romance number 9 or that Archie 50.
Right,
or,
right. And not now, even those not anymore.
And now yeah. I have something to throw out for that. So you look at, like, say, you know, like a Hulk 181, right? You yeah. get a nice pristine, you know, 9.6 or whatever
first
copy.
First Wolverine, yeah.
Right, exactly, right? Which is a really hot, you know, uh-huh. sort of book for, like, everyone who's young to middle age nowadays, right? Like, everyone wants one. They know what it is. It's a commodity, right?
Yep. yep.
But then you look at, like, one of those romance, like, the perfect cover sort of books.
Yeah.
People who are buying that, you know, say they flock to both, right?
Right.
But people who are buying the romance one, that's something to, like, put on a wall.
Right.
And love.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas half the people buying the Hulk books are buying it to sell it two
to
years
flip.
Later.
Yeah,
to
hope, yes.
That's so right. I feel like the ones that are getting sucked up in the market of those romance covers are being held a lot more
and
by
you
know,
you're
actual
right.
collectors.
Right.
So, and I think you're right because, you know, Walt and I have been buying those types of covers for years now, and not because we ever thought they would be worth something, but man,
we like them. They're
yeah,
sort of fun.
Yeah,
they're
cover.
So fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't even have to be innuendo and risque. They can just be just cute little love scenes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just cute little you know, boy-girl situations. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But Chris, you know, I'm gonna beg to differ with you. 5 years ago, when these things started getting hot, these books, I'm gonna put out there that 5 years ago is when this radio show started doing our love poem offs.
You know what? That's true. Very true.
Coincidence.
Yeah, very, very true. You know what? And speaking of love, we need to have a little quick musical interlude here.
I call it a quickie.
A quickie. I think you'll like this one. It still has to do with love. It's probably not the one you're thinking of, but here we go.
Wonderful, Chris. Wonderful. What was that?
That was called The Look of Love by Sergio Mendes.
Oh, lovely. Lovely,
yeah,
lovely.
You like that one?
Yeah.
No, I think that one was probably made popular by the Austin Powers movies.
Right.
That was in one
right.
of those ones. Yeah.
I missed those.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, brings us to industry news part trois.
Part trois.
And Shecky Felstein has a sponsor.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. Industry news part trois brought to us by Magneto's Magnetic Lump Harness. For those tough days when your best isn't enough, make sure she simply can't get away.
Oh, it's true. it's true.
And listen, while we're on the subject of love, I've always had one nagging question I wanted to ask Mr. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit, yes.
Mr. Kermit.
Like, you know, it has to do with romance. But Kermit, I've often seen you on camera whispering sweet nothings into Miss Piggy's
That's
ear.
That's very true, very true.
What are you whispering into her ear?
Applesauce.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't need to know that.
Yeah,
I don't think.
No.
It's kind of ruined everything for me, to tell you the truth. All right.
All right. Listen, let's continue on here.
All right. So let's talk about, we're trying to stay on the theme of
of love
and romance. Love. And I wanted to talk about, you know how superheroes, you know how superheroes have lovers, females have lovers, and males have lovers.
They have relationships.
And lovers. And I don't want to talk about the female superheroes in this particular thing. Hold on, hear me out.
All right.
So, who are the most important characters in comic books that are girlfriends?
But
they're not superhero girlfriends.
Okay, so you're talking about like a Lois Lane.
She would be number one.
Okay.
She would easily be number one. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah.
In the world of comic books, the number one girl character that's a girlfriend to a superhero.
Well, does it
that's
have
not
to,
a superhero
does
herself.
Does it have to just be girlfriend? Why can't it be a boyfriend?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay. But you're saying the biggest one.
Yeah, the most important one.
What do you mean most important? So
I don't know. By weights and gravitas, most appearances.
I'm
going to
say the most important.
I don't know, though. Like Mary Jane or something, maybe.
Mary Jane's a good one.
Yeah. Gwen Stacy.
Yeah. Gwen Stacy.
But I would say Mary Jane. I think all of, like, that's what started Spider-Man.
I think Lois Lane's a more important in the history of comic book characters.
And it did start, and through like all the animated series, through forever, and every movie, it's always Lois Lane.
Well, remember all those imaginary issues in the 50s where she would just really try to get Superman to marry her?
Yes.
And then Superman would always just squash it at the last minute.
But you know what? Talking about love, do we need to talk about the day that Jimmy Olsen almost married a gorilla?
Oh, that was a fantastic
right
book.
And
is the gorilla on this list then?
And it was a female King Kong, and Superman was also the tribal witch doctor.
Yeah, I remember that cover. That was a great
that
cover.
Presided you know, over.
You know,
the
talk
marriage.
About great romance covers.
Yeah.
That right there.
That's
had it
you
all.
Know what? You know what?
Yeah.
Good call.
So you know what? So not only do we have Jimmy
Matt
Olsen,
Baker, eat your heart out.
Right. Now that's a book that is hard to get. Hard to get in good shape.
Speaking about hard to get.
Yeah.
How about these other? You know what? Because I agree with Walt's topic though. Because once you name the couple big
hitters,
well,
I only need three.
Okay, what I'm saying though. It's tough.
What's her name? Vicki Vale. Very
Vicki
good.
Vicki
Vale. But
good.
You see, Vicki Vale. Okay. All right. Here's the thing. Batman, Superman.
Right.
Both huge Jaimungo characters in the comic book world.
Jaimungo.
You can almost argue which one's more important.
Right.
And then when you go Vicki Vale, Lois Lane, it's no contest.
No contest.
You know, no contest
at that point,
whatsoever.
At that
Why?
Point, people who because don't people, actually know Batman that well have no idea what you're talking about. People who don't know Superman still know who Lois Lane
okay,
is.
Okay, right. But let's just name off a few more here.
Yeah. I don't know. So what's the girl that...
What about Banner? Banner.
Hulk. No, I was thinking of...
I was going to say her, first of all, because...
Betsy Ross.
Yeah.
Betsy Ross.
Is it Betty or Betty?
Betty Ross. Jane Foster for
Thor.
Jane Foster,
What's the girl for Surfer, the blind girl, the sculptor?
That would I just had her Alicia Masters.
Yep.
But that was a silver. Was that? I thought it was the thing.
But
yeah,
both.
Thing.
Both.
Okay.
She was playing them both.
Did they
playing
share?
Them both.
Did they
playing
share
them
now?
Like fools. Yeah, Alicia Masters, who was the Puppet Master's daughter.
That's right. Puppet Master's daughter.
Right.
Her first appearance, by the way, was Fantastic Four number 8.
I knew that.
I got my geek on right now.
I was going to say that.
That's a good book to pick up because of that.
His geek's hard right now.
The geek. Excuse me?
What?
Geek is hard. You're geeking hard.
Okay. I'm geeking hard. You're damn right.
What about, here's a couple more. So, Karen Page.
Hold on. Daredevil.
Daredevil, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
But see, that's one of the ones that's only made popular because of this show. Otherwise, like, no.
I just disagree.
She was in the comics.
If you're a Frank Miller fan, Karen Page.
So who was... in the DC comics, who was Flash's girlfriend?
Iris West.
Right. Wife, right?
Yeah.
Green Lanterns?
That's a tricky one. Because that's, what's her name? Carol Danvers?
Carol Danvers is like the Hulk. Ms. Marvel.
What's her name? Carol Ferris.
Carol Burnett.
Carol Ferris.
Oh, Archie. No, that's not Carol.
And Carol Ferris.
That's Gene Stapleton.
Of Ferris Airlines.
Okay, right. Okay, all right. I guess my point is, we're not struggling, but we're kind of struggling.
Well, okay, but then... Yeah. So
you're struggling to find one bigger than like those top three or four
that we
started with.
Right.
Once you go down the list, there's nothing that compares.
But then you've got Sharon Carter, who is not... technically,
she's kind of like
she's
a hero.
Like a superhero, but not really.
Well, yeah.
Then you've got who else? You've got
Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay.
Right.
See, we're naming a lot of the ones that have been made super popular by like the modern movie era, though, right? As well.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like if you asked anyone across the board, like I said, Lois Lane, Lana Lang, maybe, you know, Mary Jane, Gwen Stacy. Other than those, like, the person who's never seen a comic book movie of modern age
yeah.
might know those four, maybe, or one of them.
Right.
But not many of the rest.
Hey, someone want to wake Mr. Connery up?
Hey. Mr. Connery.
Are you with us, sir?
Mr. Connery.
I said I need three of them. Three!
I don't know what he's talking about.
His fizzy drink number 9, I think. Okay, right? He's getting loose on
perfect.
His fizzy.
Perfect. You're doing a good job, sir.
Good job, sir.
All right, now, let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's wait. There was one more here.
Back it up a little bit.
Beep, beep, beep. Very important one. Beep, beep, beep. Very important one that we're missing. And that's Steve Trevor.
What? No, that's exactly where I was going. That's exactly where I was going.
Okay.
You are so in tune.
You and I are in tune with each other.
Chris,
yeah, it's a good Valentine's
when
Day.
When we meet eyes like this. My
the
goodness.
Look of love.
All right, stay on target. Stay on target.
Love is in the air.
Stay on target.
Everywhere I look around.
Chris, you notice everybody's starting to leave?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's okay. Come back here, Chewbacca.
Sorry. He's had enough.
not Sean, he's passed out in his chair.
So, let's flip it.
Okay.
You gotta flip it before you kick
sure,
it.
Sure, whatever.
Fellow Sean, you'll lick it.
Is that
Mr. Connery.
He is wide awake.
Yeah, he's just wide awake all of a sudden.
Boyfriends. Boyfriends.
Steve Trevor, number one.
That's it. I was trying to remember boyfriends because, okay, we got girlfriends. How about superhero boyfriends aren't superheroes?
Okay, hold on.
Boyfriends of female superheroes. Steve Trevor.
What are some of the female superheroes in the Marvel Universe?
Like, there's the Invisible Woman.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, like she's got a super... Wasp has Ant-Man.
Yeah, has Ant-Man.
So what my point was, they don't write...
You're correct.
So let's say She-Hulk.
Okay.
They don't write in her bow and the problems that they have like they did for Spider-Man or like they do for Superman or like they do... You know what I'm saying? Like, I've noticed that. They don't... For a great female character, they don't write in for...
Well, the problem is when she's a She-Hulk, how are you supposed to keep it in line?
Okay, easy there, Sean. Easy there, Sean.
Yeah, you may have a point. I mean, Connery. No, this isn't the place and time for that.
What
he said.
I mean, Catwoman has Batman, kind of.
But Batman, it doesn't count.
Okay. Well,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Scarlet Witch has Vision. I guess he's not
but
really...
But he doesn't count.
Yeah, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to think of something here.
So the comic book...
According to my poem, Batman has Robin...
That's awkward.
He doesn't count.
He doesn't count. He's a hero.
Because he's just a dick.
Yeah, he is. Grayson. Yeah. Wow. Dick Grayson. Yeah, that's true. All right, you know what? Yeah, it's a great point, Walt. I'm really not too sure what your point is, but it's a good one.
Well, my point is the comic book writing community... Okay, let's go to same-sex relationships. Okay?
Okay.
Are all the same-sex relationships that you know in comics... They're between two heroes, aren't they?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the girlfriends get all the street cred in comics.
Yep.
But the boyfriends to girls and the boyfriends to boys get no...
Yeah.
Unless they're superheroes,
never
they
got
get nothing.
Never.
What's his name? Rutger Hauer?
Steve Trevor?
Steve Trevor. Same thing.
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
Well, you know why, though?
Wasn't he Harrison Ford's boyfriend?
Yeah.
You know why, though? A lot of these quintessential couples, they're all created out of like the 60s, the 50s, 60s,
good
which
point.
Is more traditional time, right, where the girl's in distress and she's helpless, you know, non-superhero, and it takes a strong man to come in and save her, right?
Right,
it's
true.
It's just they're victims of their age that they were developed, right?
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
All right, well, fair enough.
You know what, let's have a quick musical interlude before we continue on here. I got one more love type song here. This is Blame It on the Bossa Nova.
I was at a dance when he caught my
Chris. I like that a lot.
All right, you know what? We need to talk about relationships in general in comic books.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on. What? Relationships has to have a sponsor.
Oh, sorry. Yes, you're right.
You know it sure does. What are we on now? We introduced part...
Part relationships.
Yeah. Brought to us by Kermit's Palace of Love, where everything is felt, soft to the touch, and washed between uses.
That is true. It's true. All right, so
here, keeping with a strict hygienic regimen.
Well, absolutely. There are certain rules and regulations.
Protein diet. Yeah, yeah. So,
does it taste like the ocean to you?
He's been talking to Mr. Connery too much, I think. This.
Listen, you know what? We got to talk about relationships in comics, you know.
Can I interject, Chris, for a second?
Please,
for a second. I have to say that Mr. Chris Owen, my co-host for these, we've been doing the show for 32 years at least.
Something
like that,
yeah.
He's a romantic at heart. I was lucky enough to be invited to his wedding.
Oh, boy.
And he had just these beautiful, Chris is a comic book fan, a lifetime comic book fan, and he had these beautiful... table placeholders, like how you identify your table as you're a guest, is Chris had the wedding issues of certain comic books
at
kind of center of the table. So if I walked in and I was at the Superman Lois Lane wedding table, so I would look at that cover and there would be my name and my wife's name and a bunch of other people's name beside that issue.
That's right.
And then there would be the Spider-Man wedding issue, and then there would be, and that was such a beautiful,
you know what,
cool comic book thing you did for your wedding.
When I proposed to my wife, I said, and this is no word of a lie, look, I'm a traditionalist, and I fully realize that a wedding day is all about the woman.
Absolutely.
All about the bride-to-be. Mm-hmm.
I'm just a schmuck,
right? Yeah. And I totally understand that, and I welcome it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The only thing I said is...
Chris welcomes it.
The only thing I said was, the only thing I want to have at our wedding is, instead of, like, you know, you're at table 12 or you're whatever, I wanted to have comic book covers, and I said, so instead of being at table number 42 or whatever, let's not get carried away, four.
Yeah, you're at the Superman table.
You're at the Superman table, or you're at the Archie table.
Right, Archie and Betty.
And my wife loved the idea. She totally dove right into that concept and researched all the different kinds of wedding covers that were out there, or
that's
love
fantastic.
Covers.
So she participated.
And she was the one, the graphic designer who went in and made all the different covers, and then we cut them out and put them on foam cord, and it was fun. But the most surprising part about that aspect was, at the end of the night, we didn't realize that people would want to keep them. And I had people running around grabbing up all the different ones that they could possibly find.
Yeah,
and even Sean Connery here got one.
I think he did, yeah.
I don't remember which one he got. I think it was the She-Hulk cover.
I think he nipped the bottle from the bar, too.
but you know what? I don't think it.
Because normally it's kind of like a flower bouquet in the middle, and then under the table you have like who gets it under the chair, and you guys didn't even think.
We didn't think about that. We didn't even
do that
want it
for the books.
No,
right?
But people loved the idea.
People were so enamored by it. People loved it so much.
And you know what? Doing this, I mean, it took us a while to get enough cards. Not that we had a huge wedding, but we had a big enough wedding that and some of the cards that we were able to get, like there's a great She-Hulk one where She-Hulk's married. And so it's one of those old cheesy kind of 1950s movie posters where it's like, I married a She-Hulk kind of thing.
Uh-huh,
and,
uh-huh,
you know, and it's like the guy goes, oh, I'm not too sure what's going on.
Right,
And then like there's the Archie one. And then there's, you know, there's a couple of dark
ones.
Now,
were there two Archie ones where both girls are involved? Like one Betty, one Veronica?
No, I think we just found the one Archie. And
might be a bad omen on the day.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Interestingly enough, when you're actually placing the cards, you want to make sure that you don't place the wrong card at the wrong table too, right?
Ooh, what do you mean?
Well,
what do you mean?
Well, because, for example, like, I don't want to put, like, I don't know,
a guy that you know that may have problems, you know, in the bedroom on the Man of Steel table. Is that what you mean?
Is that the one you were at?
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, for Angela's grandmother we wanted to put the Archie one on, right? So something right, that she can okay, recognize and know. Okay, and not, we're not,
and
gonna,
not Deadpool. And
yeah, that is exactly what we're
I thought maybe about, you were yeah. talking about, like, you know, your friend Archie, who had recently, you know, been separated, and he's at the Archie table, and he's like, oh my God, what's it come down to?
Why are you doing this to
me? Hey, Arch, you having a good time?
Yeah.
No, so you got to be
get away from me.
We have to be careful, like, you know. There's, and then, you know what? If you do a little bit of research, there's some awesome wedding covers out there, and of course, it's all about love. And the day was great. It was a wonderful day, but you know what? People are still talking about those. This was something that we really didn't think was going to be that big of a hit, and
right.
And,
but you actually caught fire a little bit in social media too. Other people wanted to take your idea,
take that idea, and all that kind of stuff.
It was a wonderful
and then,
thing,
and not in and totally unbeknownst to me. I mean,
unbeknownst.
We actually, so our minister,
yes,
he was a comic fan.
Yes, he is. And know him very well. Good
man. You're a good fan, good friend of yours. And, I didn't know he was going to do this, but he actually started including comic book stuff in the actual sermon he gave.
That was so fantastic.
So that was so fantastic. Talking about, you know,
you are his Lois.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. Yeah. All that stuff. And,
that was wonderful how he worked that.
Yeah.
In.
You know, and make sure that, you know, you're as smart as Professor X. And,
yeah, yeah, all that
know,
stuff.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. It was a wonderful night, and certainly for Valentine's Day, it's nice to reminisce about that kind of stuff as well.
And I'm probably going to steal that bit. Unfortunately, I probably won't find a woman to take me to that point.
Oh, come on, sure.
But if I do, I'm stealing your bit.
You're more than welcome to it. Yeah. You know, as I said, it was one of the great experience.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, this kind of wraps up our show. I'd like to thank Mr. Connery for coming in today. Is he awake?
If Charles Xavier had gotten out of that chair, he'd be Professor Triple X.
Oh, wow, look at that.
He saved the best for last. Chewbacca.
I think he had his eyes open when he said it.
Chewie, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks, Chewie. Thanks, Kermit.
Kermit, thank you.
It was a pleasure being here.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's great.
And I don't know where Mr. Walken went. He listened to the first 5 minutes,
you know,
and he just bolted.
And so did, what's his
guys.
Name?
Hey, guys.
Oh, here
I
you
found
is.
The craft services card. I've been eating all day. This is great food.
Professor Nick is gone, too, unfortunately, so, you know, it's, right we don't on. Know whatever happened.
Well, listen,
hi,
we're,
everybody.
There he is. Okay, perfect.
We're glad everybody stuck around for the end of the show.
All right, listen.
Hey, listen, Comic Culture, the Valentine's edition, was beautifully engineered by Chris Owen. We're at comicbookdaily.com, and please go on to comicbookdaily.com and give us your comments on the show. We're at getthepointradio.com, and we're always on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster's award-winning radio station. Please go out and love the one you're with and support your local comic book shop.
And have yourself a great day.